Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nerds and geeks, hold on to your seats because it's about to go down. Welcome to Nerdorama, the voice of the Nerd Nation. I'm Mo Kelly, he's Tawala Sharp, and together we bring you your daily dose of nerd news, analysis, and conversations with the best and brightest of the nerdverse.
Space Force, we need it.
We're off in outer space, protecting Mother Earth to save the human race.
Space Force, because it's a whole... We need it. Space Force. Space Force. So we have the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. But we have the Air Force. Now we're going to have Space Force. Space Force.
All the fire and the smoke, we will never give up hope. If we can win, the Earth will survive. We'll keep peace alive with us.
The Space Force, because it's a whole...
I just realized something, Tawala. We're going to have to make a decision. Do we keep the Space Force intro the same with Donald Trump's voice, or do we change it after the inauguration to have Joe Biden's voice? It's a real conversation we got to have.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to wait and see how Biden really takes on, you know, the job of Space Force.
From what I'm reading, according to spacenews.com, it is thought that Biden will likely stay the course on Space Force and defense investments. So in other words, there has been plenty of discussion about whether President-elect Joe Biden, when he gets into the Oval Office, and he will, whether he would try to undo most, if not everything, that President Trump has done. This is not going to be one of those things. No, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris have vowed to take the United States in a sharply different direction on other issues like the pandemic and climate change. But with regard to space and its importance to national security, now, insiders believe, you know, sources say that the Biden administration will largely stay the course, which I think is I think makes it official and legitimizes it in the sense that not that I expected Joe Biden to go in another way. But if he were to pull funding from the Defense Department, Space Force probably would have been the first thing to be cut.
I don't see that, though, because both Biden and Harris are for science. And
that's
Space
true.
Force is quite possibly, at least within the military, one of the greatest scientific, branches that's ever been created, to me, in the history of the United States. So why would they pull away from that? That would fly in the face of their whole for science campaign.
This is something where, if we could just break the fourth wall for a second, we usually joke and we clown with Space Force, but you're a kid of science, Tawala. I'm a kid of science. I'm a kid who grew up in the age of the space shuttle era. I've always been a fan of space exploration. So although we jest and we kid and we mock, the serious undertone is, the more that we can do in space, the better, because I'm a fan of science. And this is part of science and the exploration of man throughout the galaxy. Yes, there is a military aspect to this. But that still it runs hand in hand with all of our other space goals. We talk about SpaceX. We talk about possibly going to Mars at one point. Space Force is a part of man's evolution in a space and science sense. And with Space Force, as it continues to get a more permanent foothold, not only within the military, but within America more generally, they're still discussing what is going to be, I'll say, the main location, the main base for Space Command headquarters. And they've narrowed it down. When I say they, the Pentagon has narrowed it down to, let me see, 6 different finalists. The remaining candidates to house the newest combatant command are Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico.
Okay.
I think it's Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska. There's Patrick Air Force Base in Florida. Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado. Port San Antonio in Texas. And Redstone Arsenal in Alabama. I'm Case Jackson. What if they play football there? Football!
They've got to do it in Mexico. To me, that's closer to, you know, what we know the area of Area 51 is. And I think
Roswell.
Why not just expand that?
Yeah. Roswell. Yeah. No, I mean, these are all military bases, but here's where the politics come in. Wherever they put it, that will mean thousands and thousands of jobs and an influx of economic growth. Think about, these are not big cities, okay?
Yeah.
So you think about the amount of jobs and the amount of people who would be moving there and the type of businesses which would have to be around the growth of these bases. I mean, when you think about anywhere in Nebraska, I don't know about Patrick Air Force Base in Florida, how remote that is.
You know what? The Peterson Base in Colorado, that would actually make the most sense looking at the expansion of in and out in Colorado. I'm just saying,
all those things
be a correlation.
And people may not know, but yes, a lot of those things do go hand in hand. If one brings the other, if that makes any sense. When you have this growth and development, it seems like once you get the first thing, then all the other things sort of fall in line. So I could see, I understand why these places would be the 6 finalists. I just, in a very selfish way, want Redstone Arsenal and Alabama so I can do more Keith Jackson football. That's just me. Okay. I feel uncomfortable doing my whole Alex Trebek impression anymore because he recently passed on. And I don't have a reason to do my Bill Clinton impression anymore because, you know, the Clintons aren't as newsworthy. When Hillary was running for president, then I had reason to rip it out, as they say. You know what I mean? I did not have sex with that woman. Hillary, I'm here to tell you, I did not have sex with that woman. The cigar was not mine. Now, I may have used a cigar, but I did not have sex with that woman. Okay, that's all I got. I know people are like, okay, so what else you got? Do you have something better? No, I don't have anything better. I only got like 4 impressions. That's it.
No, wait, what about Bill Cosby?
No, that's about it. No, I have to practice my Bill. I got to really work on Bill and putting Pops and Camille.
Well, with Space Force, we've got to develop a good Biden impersonation for you. So that way, when you talk about Space Force, you can talk about it in Biden's voice.
I got to hear him more. I got to hear him more, you know, so I can really pick up his cadence. Like, Obama was a real hard president for me to try to mimic. Because he talks in such slow, measured tones. He just wasn't really, you know, he wasn't imitable in that way. It was hard for me to really pick up with his cadence and what he did. Bill Clinton was easier because, you know, he had so many other mannerisms you could pick up on. But I still want, you know, Redstone Arsenal in Alabama. I'll say it normally.
Okay, look, I mean, you know, the show has influenced decisions far and wide.
That's true. We've influenced the hell out of the entertainment industry. I don't know if we can do, you know, space military, but that would be a nice feather in the cap. If it ended up in Redstone, Arsenal, Alabama, you damn right, I'll take credit for it.
Let's go geek. Let's go geek. Let's go, let's go, let's go geek. Let's go geek.
When I was growing up, I dreamed of one day having flying cars. I, like I said, dreamed of space exploration for a short time. I wanted to be an astronaut. All things technology, they have always interested me. And now I'm much later in life and I still don't have my flying car, but I've evolved in my concept as far as what I want from them or even if we're ready for them. I don't think we're ready for flying cars, because until we have anti-gravitational technology, and we don't, and it's not anywhere near, I don't want a flying car. I mean, we still have these single engine Cessnas falling out of the air almost once a week. I say all that to say it is very commonplace for trained pilots, if you will, to have these plane crashes landing on freeways, landing in parking lots relatively frequently.
You're talking about Cessnas. Come on. Cessnas are not made to fly anymore. Who is still, after Richie Valens, who's still in a Cessna? What's going on in the world?
Why you got to do that to Richie Valens? Why you got to bring up? Are you going to bring up Otis Redding too? You going to bring up Buddy Holly? Why you going to bring up old stuff?
We don't need Cessnas in the air anymore. Flying cars are the way of the future. And these things aren't like, you know, super, super high. They're just up there a little bit.
Japan's SkyDrive plans commercial launch in 2023. It's almost here. Japan's SkyDrive is moving fast to put commercial flying cars into the air over Osaka Bay. The company, which launched a cargo drone this spring and flew their first flying car test flights this summer, plans to launch their air mobility project commercially by 2023. And we're almost in 2021, okay? So we're talking about before we elect our next president.
Yes.
SkyDrive has joined the roundtable on practical use of flying cars, aiming to realize moving revolution society, as they say, in skies over Osaka. The roundtable held their first meeting November 17th. I'm just trying to envision this. We had a similar conversation with autonomous cars as far as whether the society and our infrastructure is ready for it. Are we going to have dedicated sky lanes for these cars, or are they flying over the cities? You know what I mean? These are the things that I'm concerned about.
These have to be dedicated skylines. You know, they're going to have to be different, you know, streets where these cars can land. Because I watched the video, you know, the takeoff and landing seems very smooth. You know, they seem to fly very, you know, tight to the ground. Not, like I said, they're not up there like airplanes. They are just, you know, maybe like, I don't know, 20, 30 feet in the air. You know, so they're not airplanes. They're more cars that have hover tech, you know, technology in them, like, you know, like almost like the VTOL kind of vehicles, or even like in Florida, how they have the little hovercrafts that go over the water.
Mm-hmm.
Take them up a few feet. Just take them up a few feet. This is going to be good for society. We need this. I've been waiting for this since the Jetsons.
I have too. I just don't have any faith in society. I think about the worst case scenario when it comes to technology. I think about drunk flyers. I think about fools who want to do fast and furious drag races in the sky. I think about all that kind of stuff, because that's just who we are. We bastardize all this great technology and use it for things that it's not intended for, and then people die. That's what I think about. I got to think about it. Yeah. And maybe it's because I don't necessarily like flying that's part of the internal equation. You know, I'm not so sure.
Catching up to Blade Runner, though. This is like the type of cars that they've shown in the video. They remind me of the vehicles in Blade Runner.
This is not just in Osaka, like in Japan. I mean, they're trying to do like a vertiport. They're building one in Orlando, and that's supposed to be completed in 2025, where whatever's happening over there is going to be brought over here. And it's a 56,000 square foot transportation hub. And it's like an airport terminal, but it's going to be an alternative to these congested highways. And these electric powered aircraft will be capable of taking off vertically from the ground-based hub and reaching a top speed of 186 miles per hour. And I wanted to live at least long enough to see the next great advancement in transportation. This might be it. And technology is usually incremental in nature, but we've had the airplane for the past, I don't know, 100 years or so. So, and the car has been around even longer than that. There haven't been great leaps in technology when it comes to transportation.
Right.
This might be it. And I would be looking forward to that. I would like to, because I'm not getting my ass on a rocket. I'm not doing Virgin Galactic and I'm not doing SpaceX. I am just fine here in this atmosphere on the ground. I'm not a skydiver.
The jetpack guy. This is right. I think that all of this is kind of coming together at the same time.
That's true.
Like we may see just jetpacks to work, people landing on the roofs and you know, plugging their jetpack into the rooftop of the building. You know, this is the way of the future.
You know what's better than that whole jetpack idea? Working remotely, like during the pandemic. I don't need to jet into work. You know, I got a computer right here. Why would I jet when I could do the show from right here? There's no need for me to jet into the office. We got technology to take care of that. So we don't need to teleport. We don't need to jet in. We don't need to drive in.
I want
to
land on the roof. I want to land on the roof and come down just the jetpack stairway.
Oh, you want to land like Iron Man and drop to one knee superhero pose?
Yeah, I want all of that.
No, I don't. See, I don't need that stuff. I like convenience and I like simplicity. And it's more simple to stay by behind in the house and not have to get on a jetpack and have to, I don't know, dodge birds and flying cars and all that other stuff. I mean, that kind of takes the fun out of it when you have to dodge a jetpack man, another jetpack man, what have you. No, you can have all that.
Hey guys, Mo Kelly here. The new daily Nerdorama podcast is featured on iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed to get your daily dose of nerd news. Also available on iTunes, Spreaker, and all the top podcasting apps. It's free and perfect for everyone in your nerd family.
Nerdorama is produced by Tawala Sharp and continues to be a segment on The Mo Kelly Show. Weekends on KFI Los Angeles. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerdorama News.
Until next time, keep it comic.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.